This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. This week on Minnesota Native News, we visit the Nikiwaka World Indigenous Peoples Decade of Water Summit held in St. Paul and hear how it brings Indigenous peoples from across the globe together to talk about the importance of water and collectively think of its future. Here's reporter Cole Primo.
It's a sunny August day in St. Paul, and I'm here at the Nikiwaka World Indigenous Peoples Decade of Water Summit. What you're hearing is a song from Hawaii's indigenous people. It's about the system of water and how it sustains the Hawaii people until it goes back up to heaven and back down again as a gift. It's just one of the summit's many presentations. I sat down with one of the summit's leading organizers, Wakian Lapointe, who has done work in the Twin Cities Native American community for many years. He talked more on the summit.
Nikiwaka means water is sacred.
He says now, more than ever, a summit like this needs to happen.
Of the world's 7,000 languages, 5,000 are indigenous peoples' languages. That 80% of the world's richest and rarest biodiversity rests on indigenous peoples' land. So there's a greater world story here that isn't being told about indigenous peoples.
Wakian, who is Lakota Sioux, says the whole idea for the summit began intimately at Mede Makaska in Minneapolis.
We started 10 years ago with the Mede Makaska Kunu Nations gathering, where each year 300 to 400 indigenous youth will paddle this sacred body of water here in the Twin Cities. And they would interact with this water and reconnect with that relationship, which could inform greater understanding in the broader community.
It's a tradition that still carries on as part of the pre-summit events. The idea widened since those times, and now it's an international water summit. This year is the second year of an ambitious 10-year summit. Plans are in the works for other locations outside of the U.S. too.
This water summit will be mobile, and it will be hosted by other indigenous peoples in their respective regions.
Since water issues are global, it's increasingly clear that indigenous cultures from around the world need to have dialogue with one another.
Oftentimes, indigenous peoples haven't had the chance to interact with each other on a more intimate level. And so this Nikiwaka Water Summit provides a process to actually explore what are our plans of actions.
Please stand up. Look for somebody else in the room you've never had an opportunity to meet.
I attended part of a session where attendees collectively discussed plans of action on protecting water and ensuring its future is clean and healthy. There were people from everywhere. Hawaii, Guam, New Zealand, Canada, the subarctic region, the USA, and other places.
We have these basic sheets of paper where every person, every indigenous person, youth, and ally can contribute to that question about what do you see for the future of water? What kind of transformative possibilities need to exist that do not at present currently exist? How would you design that?
The Nikiwaka World Indigenous Peoples Decade of Water Summit also featured powerful keynote addresses, including the speech from 13-year-old Autumn Peltier. She's an Anishinaabe from Ontario, Canada, and recently addressed the United Nations in New York, advocating for water. Here's part of her speech at the Nikiwaka Water Summit.
One day I'll be an ancestor. What will my great-grandchildren say about me? Will they say I was a good teacher? Will they say I was a good cook? Or will they be able to say I was so caring and nurturing? My biggest thought is, I want them to know I went down fighting for their future. I will keep fighting for my great-grandchildren to ensure they have a future and a healthy planet. They deserve that.
Autumn highlights one of the summit's main missions, which is the Rights to Nature movement.
We have delegations here, like the Maori delegation, whose members had helped work on recognizing the personhood of their sacred riverway. We explore that rights to nature movement as a great approach and one of the greatest plans that the broader world community can get behind.
Meanwhile, Wakinian urges people to get involved and help protect the future of water.
And we do this as a Tiwahe, as a family, like I said. So we really want your contributions, whatever that may be. We appreciate your input.
More info can be found on nikiwakan.org. That's MNIKIWAKN.org. You can also find it on Facebook. I'm Cole Primo.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.